traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What do you know about the Illuminati?
What do you know about the Illuminati?
See, yes. See, he knows. He knows. He knows who to ask. Smart.
That's the question.
Stop, bro. This is why we can't get the top Latin trap artists to actually come on our show.
Well, what do you want to do? How do you want to start the episode? We need some fodder.
It started.
Well, I'll just trash
fodder,
everything.
Fodder me.
No, trash everything.
What do you mean? Everything in the world? Throw everything.
I'm Logan Paul. I'm a walking brand. Bro. Buy my drinks. Watch my wrestling. Here I go off the top rope.
Drink prime, bro.
Why don't you make a vlog or something?
Impossible.
Go make a vlog or something.
I won't do it. Too busy.
Communicate. Engage with your audience, bro.
What do you think this is? I'm engaged.
There's a bunch of young men and women out there right now waiting for you to talk to them. People want to see the behind the scenes.
What do you know,
bro?
What people want to see, bro? You bought and sold.
Don't even try to flip it on me.
You're a corporate peon.
Dude, no one will ever believe you.
You're
a pawn.
You are. Look
you're
at you
pawn.
Trying to, what, start your own burger franchise? Yeah, real layman behavior.
Bro, it's more layman than your drinks.
Oh, I'm going to live the American dream and build a business. Yeah, right.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Champagne and Hennessy?
I don't want those government-owned we'll toxins in my system.
Yeah. Thanks, boss. Holy What did you say to me, bro? Like I'm under 21?
That's crazy.
Did you say I can't drink?
What you said was nuts, Jeff, honestly. Is that a palm tree hat?
You know what part I did think was funny? Where you said...
No, there's five...
Where you said you were trying to be sold. I wish someone would sell me.
Yeah, there you go. Pull that part. So, Logan, how long have you been...
Bought and sold. By corporate America.
By corporate America.
I wish someone would buy me. This shit sucks, bro.
I wish someone would sell me. Sell me. Sell me, bro. Honestly, dude. I'm sick of it, dude. Just fucking sell me, dude.
No, because the issue is how do you come back
into
the show?
Hold on a second.
Can we?
If you don't think it's hilarious that the Anwell morphs into this episode, you're insane. Like, he just cut scene directly into him being there. That's great. That's fodder.
You keep it throwing around that word, and I like it.
It's fodder, dude.
What is fodder?
It's just filler. It's like what you would say you gave someone a gift, but it was just the box and you didn't have a gift. It's what you would put inside.
What's folly?
Folly is like sweeps.
Folly.
Sweep.
Thank you, boss.
Sweet. Oh, there's something about this wine that's got a folly to it. No, I don't think that's true. I'll put a bet down on that on stake. Hold on, let's see here.
We gotta restart the episode.
Jeff, how do you fucking confuse those two? It's a lack of... You know what's so funny? Jeff told me the word folly meant sweet, like something sweet, but what it really means is foolishness and a lack of good sense. So he exhibited the definition of folly by telling me his definition.
Bro, Jeff tried to tie my shoes like Kanye.
Oh, yeah, we had that whole talk earlier about Kanye.
That was today. That was today.
Yeah, earlier in this unusable episode. That's only going on Patreon, guys.
Kanye ties his shoes like this.
What was that sound?
He wears a ski mask. Should I wear a ski mask? Yeah. That way people wouldn't have to look at me.
We got to restart this episode.
I'm an eyesore. Absolutely.
What are you going to tell me? He's here? How many times are you going to fucking tell me that, Jorge? Are you insane?
Nah,
is he invisible?
I don't believe you for one second.
Is he invisible?
There's no chance. Nah, no way.
I don't believe you.
Invisibility.
I think your definition of 6 inches is incorrect.
There's no way that he's here in the building.
We got to restart this episode, bro.
100%.
Also, your pay should be docked for the amount of times you told us he was here.
What do you mean he got him, bro? Where's our producer,
Dylan?
Actually, though.
Let me ask you this. Did he get him?
Yeah, he did.
Where is he?
True.
Do you know what I'm saying? Where, like, at what point did he get him?
Yeah, where is he?
Are you sure you got him, bro?
Yeah, where is he?
Did he think we're at the Puerto Rico studio? You, like, Jorge.
He might think it's in Puerto Rico.
Really?
But now we got time. We're good. He's out right on time.
All right. We should restart. Starting now.
We gotta restart this episode. Dude, I'm telling you, man. What? He's probably doing work that he's earning actual money from, unlike what we're doing. He's probably working.
He's definitely making more than us.
100%. He was telling the truth the whole fucking time.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Dude, his whole shit is called coordinated in Verde. Straight perfect. Down to the toes.
You
bro.
Do know Spanish. Yo,
yo. I do. I know some words.
How the fuck are you, bro?
Yo, it's good. I'm good. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Man.
How's happy, your day going?
I'm happy to be here. Happy. Been working.
Thank you, man. Yeah, so that's what they said. They say you're over there. Choosing selects for some photos, posting on Instagram.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I was just announcing for the first time in my career, I'm about to be in a movie. And, you know, I can't say which movie or not even talk about it like that till it comes out. But I just posted it on Instagram. I was laughing because I was shooting just a video with Dave Bautista.
Sick.
Yeah.
He's my dream guest for the show.
He's super legend. Yeah. Nah, you're going to do it for sure. Awesome. You're going to make it happen for sure.
You said that about Cena until 2 weeks ago.
Well, we got it. We got Cena.
So you changed to the next dream guest?
I'm cheating on my dream guest a little bit.
When you post on Instagram, do you like check to make sure the post like went in right and it's not just black boxes? Like, or like there's some weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it give you any anxiety knowing that you don't know what's going on right now?
I really don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I did that. You're
giving him anxiety because your anxiety that you have about the black boxes is transferred to our guests.
It's just something to think about.
He was concerned that you'd post it and something would go wrong with the post. He's the kind of guy who posts and will sit there for an hour.
Part's not true. It's just the app has problems.
God willing, it came out perfect. I was just sharing with the world that I'm about to start my acting career, you know. So
in a película.
Yeah, in a película.
Are you Spanish?
I know I got a Cuban girlfriend.
That's impressive.
I know a thing or two.
I have an intro for you. I'll go ahead and do it now. He's one of the most popular artists in the world. Billions of streams and global smashes. He's often cited as one of the godfathers. Bro, my producer wrote this. Who's not even here? He's not even here. And by the way, Jorge was the one who convinced you to do this. Not even my producer. Dylan, where the fuck are you?
That's legend that you got Puerto Ricans with you.
No, he's a gangster, bro. He's very good at his job. He's one of the founding fathers of Latin Trap, ladies and gentlemen. It's Anuel. Absolute legend. So happy you're in the building today, bro. Mad popular. Great story.
Nah, thank you for having me.
Real until death.
Amen.
They say you're one of the most real ones out there, bro.
I'm just me. Yeah. You gotta be real, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm just me.
It looks like it's working out.
It is working out, but I'm human just like everyone else, though.
So you're making mistakes. You're messing up.
Of course.
You're being honest.
Yeah. It's ups and downs. That's what it's all about.
Did you make any mistakes today?
Not today. Or maybe not double checking the post after you told me.
Like right now, somebody's seen your post. It's just all black boxes.
I'm telling you. No, but when he mentioned, he's like, yo, he's over there choosing selects and trying to post before he comes on the show. Fam, I get it. I'm a content creator. We do that all the time.
For real. Not a lot of people understand that, though. It has to do. Nowadays, not a lot of artists get that, though. For real, artists, athletes. How do you say that in
Athletes.
English?
Athletes.
Certain shit, I don't know how to say it right because my first language is Spanish, but...
Yeah. No worries, I'm here.
But yeah, that's something that not... Back then, it didn't matter because you didn't have social media, but nowadays, it's really... In order for you to get that money and keep growing, it depends what you want in life, you feel me? In order to grow your business... Doesn't matter which business you at right now, for real, social media that nowadays walks hand in hand.
You have to be able to use it. It's a necessary tool.
It doesn't matter if you are an actor, an athlete, artist, a singer, a rapper. Like, it really doesn't matter. It walks hand in hand.
Do you think there's any jobs like or careers left in the world that like you don't?
That's why you see Logan everywhere.
Yeah, he's good, but not on YouTube. Besides this, but do you think there's any jobs that you don't need social media for? Like, for example, if you were a, you know, you dug grave sites, you know
nowadays.
What I'm saying? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you dug graves, right? Like, would you just be posting, like, yo, just dug a fresh one, six feet on the dot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
now you gotta go to prison. And it's so funny you say that, and Logan's laughing, because nowadays, you even get dumbass people doing that nowadays. Not that. At that level, but people be snitching on themselves.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Facts.
Oh, dude. Biggest
facts.
If social media
like
was around.
Back then, gangster niggas, they didn't want to be on no pictures. Nowadays, they want to be all over the place. You feel me?
Yeah, it's a flex.
They even pose the guns on the social media.
Jay-Z
back
said
then,
it.
I was like, hell not like you putting yourself in prison.
Jay-Z said it. You're on the gram holding money to your ear, right? Like, everybody acts like they got all the money in the world, like all that shit on social media. It's crazy.
Yeah, the most that have it don't even, the most that have the money don't even show it on
100%.
Social media.
That's a fact.
Illuminati,
that's a
right?
Big fact. Yeah, yeah. Are you what?
Illuminati.
What do you know about the Illuminati?
What do you know about the Illuminati?
See, yes. See, he knows. He knows. He knows who to ask. Smart.
That's the question.
Sorry.
Let me tell you, there's some people in the comment section will tell you that I know a lot about the Illuminati.
What do you think?
Nowadays, people, everybody be, hey, nowadays, if you successful, the first thing they say is Illuminati.
Nah, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for my invite.
That's a big fact.
No, I've never gotten approached. I'm serious, bro. They told me that when I reached a certain level, you know, the men in black suits would come and invite me to their group. And
yeah, but that's what everybody say out there. The people that don't even know that they be listening to what this person says, or this one, or this one, or this one.
You've been approached?
You know, huh?
You've been approached?
No, I don't know anybody.
See, that didn't sound good.
That sounds way more suspicious than
that. I just do my shit.
Yeah.
I'm out there. I'm
you know who did it? You know who's in it? 100%. Huh? Aiden Ross. 100%, bro. That dude is 100%, bro. You've been doing a lot of streams. That's my homie, bro. That's my boy.
Everybody on their own shit. Everybody doing what they do. I'll be minding my own business, you know?
Yeah, kind of. A lot of hustlers out there, bro.
I just be working. Did
you
like?
Do you like going on streams?
Huh?
You like going on streams?
I could do it. Yeah, I fuck with this. I respect what Logan does a lot, and I understand that a lot of people doesn't. So
thanks, man. You've been saying it. You know, you just do your own shit, and you've done it to the top degree. And I think you're one of those unique cases where by just being you and continuing to do what you love and believing in yourself, it worked. It worked, man. Your story is crazy.
Thank you, my brother.
Started recording music. Well, the big breakout album you recorded while you were in jail.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Through a phone.
Yeah.
Through a phone.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've talked about it, and I don't even go into much details, because when I've had at least two, three approaches for a movie about my life, but I don't think it's not the time yet.
Fair.
You know, there's a lot of... It's still a long road.
The story's not over, bro.
Yeah.
100%. We haven't gotten an ending.
Yeah, there's still a lot of big goals still that I got on my heart, so it's not yet ready. But, yeah, it would be, I don't want to do it not yet because it's just not the time.
Who plays you in a movie about you?
I'm still, I got to sit down and think.
Who would you want?
I look at a big list, too.
Who's your favorite? Who's like your go-to?
Favorite actors? Yeah. There's a lot. Denzel Washington would be one of them.
That might not work.
Denzel wasn't. But he could be my father though.
Yeah, that would be sick.
You see the equalizer, all the equalizer.
I'd be joking, my dad telling him, you shave bald, you Denzel.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. Thanks, Mike. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below the waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer, manscaped.com. Use the code Logan for 20% off plus free shipping. They're bringing the spring fever, introducing the season's champ Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Nether regions?
Yeah, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedge Pro Kit plus Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. 20% off, free shipping. Use the code Logan at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
Today's episode is being shot at the Bezel Building here in Miami. What a great place it is. Marble and astonishing floors made of wood and other substances. Super if you're good. Looking to visit a wonderful building, it's right here, it's here at Bezel.
Yep.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
To the show.
Yeah. My dad Puerto Rican and my mom she's from Milwaukee.
That's yeah, so polar I'm a opposites. Mixture.
That's yeah, a wild, yeah, that's yeah, a wild yeah. combo. Yeah. How did someone like that meet?
My dad used to play the bass. That's how you say it in English? The bass?
The bass guitar.
Yeah, the bass guitar for Hector Lavoe. Like back then, like in the 90s, yeah. and 90s or the 80s. And yeah, and the tours while they was flying with La Fania. La Fania was like a big, all the biggest salsa stars back then around the world. They came together and did a big ass tour. All the big artists, the big artists. So it was Hector Lavoe, Celia Cruz, like a lot of the big legends. Like it's like now they imagine right now in the U.S. So you understand it. Imagine if the La Fania was like in the U.S. If you get a tour, Wayne, Drake, Nicki, all Young Money damn, together. You damn. Feel me? That type of when you got a few legends
yep,
together.
Yep.
Yeah. And like that flying, yeah, he was from Puerto Rico, Santurce for Puerto Rico, my dad. And
sick.
And flying from, yeah, he just started to follow his dreams. He started with the bass and flying touring. He was just touring with Hector Lavoe, and he ended up meeting my mom like that. Yeah.
So it was like an all-star tour, basically. Yeah. Like all the best. You know, they used to have shit like that back in the day in hip hop, and it doesn't happen anymore. There used to be a
that's
tour.
That's super important.
There used to be a tour called.
I'm nobody to talk about it, about the hip-hop and tell them what they got to do because I'm Spanish. I sing in Spanish. But for real, that's super important. That's something they should have really in their minds.
They used to do like a tour called Rock the Mic back in the day.
They should have that in mind, like of working together, a lot of them, in songs and that, like songs, tours. And because in order for hip-hop keep growing, you feel me, they have to do that right now. Especially with the Spanish music growing up so much. You feel me? It's growing so much. Now you look at back then you used to look at any chart, global chart. It was impossible to see a Spanish artist or a Spanish song charting top 10, top 20, top 50 in the global when we used to go against any English artist music. You feel me? And now you see the global chart is like, it's really balanced now.
So your opinion, what changed? Because you're right. Latin music
right now, the Spanish music blew up, and now we like is it taking over literally.
But is it a shift in culture or music?
I mean, it reached the same level, and sometimes depending which artist, it even reached more levels than hip hop. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like it's the same thing that happened with hip hop. Now it's happening with
y'all took it from hip hop. Yeah. Actually, hip hop is what had a decline for Latin music to get as big. Hip hop hasn't had
had to decline now because hip hop's not there.
But there's no there hasn't been a number
it's
one.
It's just that is that now there's another big. How do you say that in English? Generation. Not like the music
generosity
type of music.
General.
Oh, genre.
I don't know how to say it in English. Yeah, so. Yeah, there's a new big genre, a lot of big Spanish artists, you feel me? So now it's not just them. So now it divides the charts, everything, the attention, the social media.
I mean, the music's great.
The brands, yeah.
The product's great.
The music's great, but I mean, if they come more together, like you don't see those, you remember I'm On One, DJ Khaled, Ross, Drake, you remember at the my bitches love me, you feel
forever,
me?
Forever, yeah.
At the Future, Drake, at the Wayne, you remember when at the Kanye and Jay did the album, you feel me? You remember at the Niggas in Paris type.
Watch the Throne.
Shit, yeah, Watch the Throne. Yeah. At the, you remember, like, if you think about it, what makes the genres keep growing and growing more and more expanding is that type of, all I do is win.
Collaborative.
How many people
work.
Were in that song?
Yeah, you guys do.
That's
it great.
One of, like, if you like, for real, Spanish people, a lot of them, they don't care about learning English, right? It's like every world is a different mind. You feel me? So a lot of Spanish people, for real, they don't care. Like I do care, but there's a lot of people that don't care, right? So, and there's a lot of music that even those people that don't care, they don't understand shit in English. They know all I do is win, no matter. They know every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, you feel me? Because back then, the for real, hip-hop, it was more united. So you used to, music reaches further when you have 5 stars in a song rather than 1, you feel me? Everybody has their own careers, and yeah, you got to get it on your own. But at the same time, those collaborations, like, that's what makes music keep growing, for real.
I think part of it might be an ego thing,
you can't keep
though.
Getting... It's different. You got to deal with different egos, different prides. You feel me?
Yeah, of course, it's hard.
Different men with a lot of pride in their hearts. Yep. You feel me? A lot of people that can start feeling... How do you say I'm going to play how in English? You don't know how to... Nobody here knows how to...
No, Jorge would know. Jorge, help. We need translation.
Jorge, ¿cómo tú dices I'm going to play how in English? Okay, hay muchos cabrones que se acomplejan de nada. People start feeling, bro, in the music business, people feel some type of way out of dumb shit, out of nothing. You feel me? So it's really hard to have everybody on the same mindset.
You on the same mindset as everybody? Like, do you have any disagreements or like beefs or anything like that?
Yeah,
ongoing?
Of course, but I play chess though.
Yeah, oh shit.
Even when, depending on the situation, even if I'm in disagreements, if I'm like, I play chess in life, for real. Like, you know, sometimes you gotta know when to go say fuck it and just go run over everybody.
Yeah.
And sometimes you gotta know where to put the brakes.
Yeah, I was playing dumb. I know about what you got going on, but I try not to push too hard if it's something you don't want to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm just telling you, that's how I move in the business and everything. Chess.
Have
Trust
to.
Me. You have to.
Everyone else playing checkers.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're a master,
that's why you have all the success you have, and you.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Here's the secret
for
sauce.
Real.
I'm playing.
Even if
I'm
you don't think
dimensional
even
chess,
if you
bro.
Don't think about it,
you're playing Fortnite.
Even if you don't think Fortnite. About it like that, for real. Even if you don't think about it like that, it's because you taking the right steps. Remember, you can't take a step. Even though a lot of us and a lot of people live day to day. A lot of people live day to
Most
day. They
people.
Don't plan on the future.
Most,
for real, a lot of people. But, and even like that, sometimes people are just blessed. Even though they don't think about the future, they taking the right steps and they don't fuck up. But for real, you got to play chess in life. Once you reach certain level, remember, it's not getting there. You got to maintain. Mm-hmm. And in 15 years, they say Logan Paul, he's still up here. You feel me?
God bless. You know, inshallah. We'll
Amen.
See. We'll see.
No,
I find...
But that's the way, though. Play chess and don't burn your britches. Bridges without knowing and willingly wanting that bridge to burn. If you don't want
that's true.
You feel me?
That's true. The wisest people on the planet will think far in the future. And I find that the older I get, the further I'm able to see or plan for. Yeah. Like something I like to live by is that the present version of myself constantly has to look out for the future version of myself, right? Because like me right now is not the same Logan as me in a year.
If you don't take care of yourself, who's gonna do it?
I have to, bro. Like that guy in the future, Logan 5 years from now is relying on me. He wants a good life. So I'm gonna set him up. I'm gonna set my family up. Like I'm gonna work my ass off to make sure they got it. But you're right. A lot of people, I think, have that like, you know, what do I got to do to survive the day mentality? And there's nothing wrong with that. To be able to plan in the future.
I used to be like that.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, we all were.
No. But I started making it like that.
For real. I started even making it like that. I mean, when I made it I made it. It was on a day. I used to think in the future. I used to think in the future and move, but at the same time, it was like a day. It's not like now. When you think in the future, bro, trust me, you move real organized, for real. Each step, you make 500 people take the step with you at the same time when you move organized. You feel me?
Well, brother, imagine you're building a skyscraper, right? That skyscraper needs a good-ass foundation.
Like, that's what I learned. Like, you can make it even on the day-to-day mindset. You can make it.
Yeah.
But in order to maintain, I think, and just stay at the top and keep growing, you gotta.
Well, shit compounds.
You gotta apply it.
It compounds.
You gotta, you feel me? If like, you're to in the make gym, it, you can live day to day. But once you're up there, you gotta start. Okay, you gotta start setting up big plans. I mean, 14 months ahead plans. You feel me? While everybody living on that day to day, they competing against someone that's already got 14 months planned. You feel me? There's a lot of sacrifice, and you're gonna be away from your family a lot. You're gonna be away from your loved ones a lot, and unless some of them, you know, walk that extra mile, even if they have to or don't have to. But you feel me? But yeah, it takes a lot of time away from you.
How far in the future do you think you're living right now? How many months ahead?
And what does it look like? How's the weather?
That's great. nah, for real. Wow, I don't even know how to answer that question without sounding dumb or crazy, but I would say music-wise, yeah, I'd be working between 6 and 7 months ahead.
Sharp. That's an honest answer.
For real.
That's an honest answer. Because I'm telling you.
I
expect you to be like five years ahead. No, you fucking not. Bro. You don't know what's going to happen in 5 years.
You didn't hear what I said. How did I answer that without sounding dumb?
No, that was a good answer.
6-7 months is fantastic.
Because for creative, bro, you got to put shit out that's like someone eventually is going to want.
Because you can't go too far in either.
Yeah, because how are you going to pay for your house? Imagine you go 10 years. You got to wait 10 years for somebody to buy the album so you can pay for your mortgage.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk is living like, bro, he's planning on going to Mars.
Because tech
he's
is different.
Fucking Elon Musk.
Yeah, tech is different than creative. The only person that does that is Kanye.
Facts. He's one of the best we got. He's one of the best we got.
But how did you make a future-facing album from a prison cell?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I want to talk about that shit, bro. Well, you were there for a firearm, right?
Yeah.
Was that your first arrest?
Yeah.
First arrest and you got 30 months?
Yeah.
And you serve what? You serve 16? 15, 16 months?
I did 28.
Oh, yeah. 28. Oh, you did almost the whole thing.
Yeah, because at a good time, I fucked it up. Yeah, they grabbed me with a phone.
So you got an extended.
Yeah. When you get caught with a phone or with a fight or with knives or anything, you get sent to the box. And that, plus you in the box, plus that, it fucks up your good time. Because good time is that's like, if you don't get into any problems, let's say you do, in the phase, what you do, a 72%, 80%.
For nonviolent, should be 50.
80%, oh, wow. You feel me? That's the phase, though.
Okay.
And in the state, it depends what the judge says. You feel me?
I see.
But certain people do the whole bit, and certain people do, depending what the, you feel me?
Like, well, yours was state time.
In the state in Puerto Rico, state cases. If the judge gives you, it's per month. They don't be like, 2 years. Nah, they say 24 months. You feel me? So let's say they say in Puerto Rico, they say such and such months. At the consecutive months.
24.
Or natural months. Natural, you finna, If you down for a murder, this is a big fact, so you understand it easier. If someone's in prison for murder, right, and they facing 25 years, and the judge sentenced them 25 natural years, he got to do 25 years. There's no way, there's no law coming down in those 25 years that's going to help him come home sooner. But if they give him 25 consecutive years. It sounds consecutive, but it's half of the years.
Like you could do 13.
Not necessarily, but if he has a good, and if he goes all those, let's say if it's 25, let's say he goes 16 years with a good behavior, he could leave. He could go home under word. That's how it's called in Spanish.
Sale bajo palabra.
That's like parole. Parole in Spanish. You could go on the.
Did you get your felonies? I got my felonies pardoned.
You can go to Canada now.
I can How long ago did you get out?
I got out already. Like, what year are we?
2024.
Mm-hmm. 2024.
Depends on what year you're living in.
Was it six? Didn't you get out in 2018?
You'll get close. I think it should be seven.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's like 7, 8 years. You should be able to apply.
Back then it was more years, right?
They lowered it a little bit.
Yeah, they lowered it a little.
Because then you could legally own a firearm.
And go to Canada.
And vote. Wait, can you vote?
Huh?
Can you vote? Like for...
Yeah, but... I can't
right,
vote.
Right,
nah,
you're disenfranchised,
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, I can't vote because I was in prison.
Yeah. So, wait. Talk about this recording process. Because if they find out you have a phone, you're fucked. Right?
Exactly.
So how are you getting the recording done at night or
I used to work so much. Like when I went to prison, even while I was in prison, I used to drop a song each month. At the beginning, I used to drop like two, sometimes three with a feature, you know, or one or two.
A feature.
For being real, I used to drop one every month. Sometimes like it used to blow up so much that I used to remember I'm in prison, I gotta play chess.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, oh, nah, that one's working. Wait, boom, don't drop another one this month.
Let it ride.
You feel me? Because I don't know, but that's the thing. When you go to prison, you doing time, but you don't know how much time you're gonna do till you get sentenced. You feel me? So I don't know how much time they're gonna give me. You feel me? And it's my first case, but even though it's my first case, they didn't give me no bond. So I know they're not gonna go soft with the first case type shit. You feel me?
Yep.
Sometimes people that got have that good luck, like when it's their first case, the judge doesn't go that in, you feel me? And fucking them up, you feel me? But it wasn't-
Promise to appear.
Yeah, it wasn't the case. I even saw people with my same case leave before me. And
were they white people?
Nah, they were all Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, where was this? Was in Puerto Rico? Well, I'm just calling out a flaw in the system. Trust me, I know all about it, bro. Stupid. I should have been in jail 50 fucking times.
What were we talking about?
you're okay. I want to know about the recording process.
Yeah, was it a voice memo or was it like through the phone? Yeah. You're calling someone and then rapping through the phone.
I dropped 2 songs through the phone, and all the other songs I used to. This is not live, right?
Nah.
Fuck it, let's just talk about it.
Yeah,
we
can figure
it
out later. Yeah.
There was a lot of Spanish COs. You feel me? And they were fans. So, yeah. So while I was in prison, right, I started through the phones because I used to have so many songs at the beginning. So I used to play with time, you feel me? I used to drop one this month, next month, next month, next month. All of a sudden, one super blew up. Wait, this month, don't drop this month. Boom, don't drop. Huh. Boom, you feel me? Because I'm in a time gap, so I gotta play. I don't want to run out of music before coming home. You feel me?
Yeah.
Cause then I've seen a lot of big artists that they go to prison, and if they don't have music, bro, sooner or later, that, like the days go by, bro. They forget about you real quick.
Bobby Shmurda?
They forget about you real quick.
Damn.
Bobby Shmurda had a big ass hit though. I fought with Bobby. I can't talk.
No, I'm not saying nothing bad.
He a man though. What he did, I don't know the other
Chief
Keef. His boy's name. Nah, and his case though, from his same case.
Like his Cody,
whoever. His co-defendant. Yeah, one of them was like they was like
Zach and Cody.
One of them was supposed to go home quick, and he was like on some. He told the lawyer like, you know, like try to talk like I want to stay and do the time with him.
Loyalty.
Type shit.
Loyalty.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's crazy. Yeah. That's legend.
Bobby did a while.
That's real shit for real. I gotta just respect that. Yeah, don't matter the music.
For sure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, they're going to give me 5 years and my boy 11 years. And he told his lawyer, like, there's no type of way I could do time helping him, like, do more time and stay. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Why'd you have a gun?
Huh?
Why'd you have a gun?
Yeah. So I had a real good life. You feel me? There's a lot of so many questions. So, look, listen. I used to have all those songs, right? Saving them, right? But like that, I just blew up legend style in prison, dropping all those songs.
Did any of the cellmates approach you for singing all the time? Like, do they just hear you like rapping? Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Of course, ever since I came to prison. Bro, like remember, like, right, you don't know my story like that. I went to prison with 200K followers, and I came home with 4 million followers.
So on what?
So my career, on what literally, platform? How do you say develop yep. prison?
What platform? On YouTube?
Instagram.
On Instagram, okay, yeah, got it.
Like,
got it.
I only had
so 200. That was like the best thing ever for you.
Yeah, for real,
wow.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah. And since I used to, even though, like, I had a great life since I was born. Like, my dad used to be touring with all those big music legend artists, and then little by little he started escalating, and he ended up, then he was A&R for Sony Music, and after that he even reached to vice president of Sony, and you feel me? So
Jesus.
In Puerto Rico he was the president, but I'm the smallest out of my brothers. We four, and I'm the smallest, so all that, bro, yeah, all that. Receiving gifts at the all those cars or houses or a lot of sneakers and like all that. I didn't see none of that. When I was like 8 year old, my dad lost his job, right? So he started it. Well, he lost it for real. He lost his job. He lost a lot of money after that. He invested money like not the right way, and like not even maybe the right way. Maybe God's plan, bro. He just lost. He lost it all for real.
Yeah.
So, one day I was in my house and I saw my mama crying. I was so young. I don't even remember what age I was. I was super kid, and I was like, I've lived it all, bro. Like I was born in a nice family, real nice. Even my mom and my dad were together. They still together to this day. You feel me? Mm. So I was in a real peaceful circle to grow up. You feel me? Mm. And once my dad lost his job, little by little, everything started changing in the house all around. Like necessity started to kick in. We started to learn it how, yeah, we started to need a lot. You know, he lost his job. He lost the money, everything. Thank God when he had the money, he bought a little ass like setup to have like a studio in the house. And with that little ass setup, and this is how I started to record all my songs by myself. And he taught me to record myself. He taught me to record myself. Even like, that's what he did when he lost all the money and everything, but he had this little setup and he taught me to record myself. And he never used to push me with the music, like, oh, you gotta sing, you gotta. But he literally, like, he left it all right there for me to start the path. And but before all that, it sounds nice now, but before all that, we started to lose everything. One day my mama was crying when I walk over to see what's going on. I don't remember what age I had. That's one of the, when I walk over, it was the bank in my house. We was losing the house. It was gonna take the house too. So now all of a sudden, from being super good, living in a private, how you call that? In a private, ¿cómo te dice eso? Una urbanización privada.
Private. private community?
Like in a private community. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now we probably moving to the projects. Now me from being I used to play ball real good. So I had scholarships everywhere, right? Where all that started to happen was my dad started, like, he lost his job. You feel me? He was broke, all of that. That changed a lot. Changed a lot. Everything in the house, even, like, I used to go to school. I used to leave this. I used to cut school. Like, I never used to be in the school no more. Like, I used to, like, when I saw my dad lose it all, that really hit me when I was a kid. You feel me? So that really made me changed my life in the 360 way. All my brothers, they used to be from the project. So I used to be like the kid that his dad had money. You feel me? At the beginning that he had everything. So I didn't, I wasn't like that. I wasn't like a savage like them at the beginning when I was super a kid. I was the good kid out of the squad. So I don't know how, once I stepped 1 foot in my best friend and my brother's best friend, he used to live in the projects right in front of my mama's house, like literally like 40 seconds from my mama's house. So when I was like 10, 11,
you were that 12, young?
Yeah, when Holy I was like 10, shit. 11, 12, I started to go over there every day with him, and just hang out every day, trying to learn, trying to get money, trying to boom, 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 and bro, all of a sudden, yeah, I started to learn everything, bro. I started to live a different life in the street. I started to work, I started to thinking I was gonna make money enough to help my family and move them forward, but being real, I'm not even gonna create a movie here, like not even in the streets. I never was able to take off for real and make money and good money to help my family. Like it was so much in Puerto Rico and where we was from, we had so many problems that it was more problems than
who's
money.
The customer base there? You know what I'm saying? Like here in the United States, like when you sell coke, dope, whatever, like there's a base of customers that have jobs, they work, they got family money, whatever. If the environment you're in is like, who are you selling to?
Well, there's a lot of people with like money in Puerto Rico.
Did you say you sold drugs at some point?
Yeah, that's what you started hustling, right? No, he didn't even say. I didn't say it like that, but you just said it in another way. What?
Well, Mike's got an interesting relationship. Well, crack. Yeah.
No. I'll just tell you this. But the reason why I'm telling you you could say all this is because there's a statute of limitations on a lot of this shit. So some of this stuff, like if he was that young, I wrote a full book about hustling. I wrote a whole book about selling drugs, doing drugs, everything. I put it's a bestseller, like with hundreds of thousands of copies. You can talk about it now. Like there's a statute of limitations on it. So you could open up about it. What?
Tell him your background.
I am telling him my background. Jeff, what do you think I'm saying, Jeff, right now? That's what I'm just saying to him. I don't want to get into it that much, but yeah, I used to have a drug. I was a drug addict for fucking 8 years. I sold heroin. I sold crack. I smoked crack. I did everything for years. I got clean. I got clean in June 2010. I've been clean for almost 14 years. Congratulations. Thank you,
brother. He's crushing it, bro. And that's why he wants to know what the customer base is, because he's thinking about getting back into it.
There's a lot. Yeah, so Logan knows.
Well, because he keeps inviting me to PR.
You live in Puerto Rico, too?
Yeah.
But not that neighborhood.
There's a lot of money. And a lot of people that have money, Puerto Rico is a really beautiful island. And a lot of people like to live in the beaches, especially when you got money. So a lot of people go and buy in Dorado, Palmas del Mar, at Humacao. There's different spots for real in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is beautiful for real. It's really big in tourism. You feel me?
Are you familiar with the El Gallo de Dorado?
El Gallo Dorado, that's your brother. That's your brother's new name, right? That's like his new alias, right?
In the
last fight, cool. Yeah, that was legend.
Gallo.
He knocked the dude out, right? In the first round, right?
Yeah.
Who you fighting next, Logan?
Me, I retired. I'm a wrestler now, as you can see. United States
right.
Champ.
Right. Talk to me about it. You all in with the wrestling? Legend style?
Yeah, all in. You know why? I'm better at it than I am at boxing. And Jake's doing so well at boxing.
I've seen you too. You sparred ones on wrestling type, though, not standing up, right? At the Costa, Paulo
Costa.
Yeah.
I wrestled Paulo Costa. Yeah, that's folk style wrestling. So that was like the wrestling that I grew up doing. Professional wrestling is different because it's the show and the big jumps and on the big ass stage. But I'm gonna let my brother be the boxer. El Gallo de Dorado.
You're killing it though in the.
Thanks, bro.
I'm gonna be even real with you. It had been for me in my life. It had been a few years that I wasn't even watching wrestling since you started. You got into the wrestling and Bad Bunny got into the wrestling.
Now
Rock's back into the wrestling. Yeah. For real, like wrestling's back up for real.
It's on an upswing for
it's
sure.
It's alive for real. For sure. All over the world. Everybody watching.
Very lucky
even
to be
myself,
a part.
Even myself right now, I'll be on it. Like, I'll be trying to see what's going on, what's happening for real.
Sick.
So, yeah, it was really important for wrestling, for people like.
It's a good era, dude. It's a good
exactly.
era.
It's like it's really back and it's back to stay. And I think it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger because now it has a lot of different coaches following. You feel me?
Yep.
Following it. So that's why I say it was so important that you got into it, Bad Bunny got into it. Like it's different coaches.
Well, similar to music, dude. 1,000%. Wrestling is a universal language. Like you don't have to speak English to watch this crazy stuff.
I used to watch wrestling my whole life since I was little, and after a certain age, I stopped watching it, and a lot of wrestlers started. The roster changed a lot too,
for sure.
But now it's like, it's like literally back. Everybody's there. Even you got The Rock, you got everybody.
Oh, we're going crazy. WWE's upward trend.
They got you. You be in the social media 1,000% on top. Like it's a lot.
I'll be doing what you do before you came on this podcast.
That Bunny,
we'll wrestle a match. Immediately me, Kevin Jorge, backstage, cutting stuff up, sending it around to the editors, getting it up immediately. Mm-hmm, like I'm very hands-on with that shit. You understand, mm-hmm, man. Like mm-hmm. in that way, at least on social media, you can kind of like control your destiny a little bit. Mm-hmm. Did your dad? Your dad sounds like a gangster, by the way.
I was talking to you about it. Yeah, when he lost his job, long story short. I ended up, I started to live a different life. I started to hustle. I started to make money. And I never even, how I told you, I look how good I am in music. And I'd be like, damn, I'd be laughing now because I look back and I'd be like, I never made not even half of the money. Not even not even half to help my family for real. That's what I wanted. That's why I started. Living that life and changed my life, and God works in so mysterious ways that one thing that was for sure, I never stopped recording, no matter what type of shit I was going through. My life changed 1,000%, 360 in a way that I don't even. If you notice, y'all asked me like 2 times about it, and I started to talk about it, and without y'all noticing, I changed the subject. We started to talk about other things like. I don't even talk. I've been through so many crazy shit that thank God I'm here. I really thank God that I'm here. It's like I'd be dead right now or in prison maybe for I don't know how many much years. And that doesn't make me more than nobody. No, it doesn't make me proud neither. Like I'm proud of who I am. And if I wouldn't change nothing because if I wouldn't been through all the shit I went through, I wouldn't be the man who I am.
Well, shit, bro, you got 38 million followers on Instagram right now. You go to jail again, maybe you come out with 100 million.
Nah, 700.
Nah,
hell nah.
700. Everyone on the planet. Nah. It's like, who's this dude? Like,
I wouldn't shame who I was, but at the same time, God plans perfect. You feel me? Like, I wouldn't shame who I was and none of that, but I did a lot of mistakes, but I'm a quick learner. Mm, I do mistakes, I learn from them real quick.
You're not
quick.
Going back.
Yeah, because if not, you're going to stay doing the same shit your whole life at the same circle, doing the same mistakes, at the trusting the wrong people, at the having the wrong circle around you, like everything. Yeah, you got to learn and evolve and adapt. I never stopped recording. So even though I was in the streets, since I never made money like that off the streets, I really literally never stopped recording. And I had this big idea in my mind that I used to see Wayne and Drake. But at that time, like the number one artist globally, no cap, it was Wayne.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the reggaeton artists, there wasn't. It, back then, at that specific moment, it wasn't like now that you see Bad Bunny charting, you see me charting, you see Karol G charting, you see Balvin charting, you see, like, there's a lot of people. Yeah. Back then, none of that. So I used to see Wayne, and I used to see the Spanish industry. Like, it was good, but not even money-wise. They didn't even used to make the money. Like, me, Ozuna, Bad Bunny, like, people now be making for real, like, for real. Maybe what we do in 3 years, they didn't make it in 10 years.
You talking about like Yankee and shit like
I'm
that?
I'm talking about a lot of them. Yeah, yeah, Yankee, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Yankee, you got to put him out the list because he just retired.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
And he was super popping right now, literally, super. At his age. Like, literally, legend style. He's the biggest legend we got, for real. And it was, for me, it was like, you got all these legends, they paved the way, right? But the business was so, it wasn't even valued like that. You had that Yankee being the number one artist in the whole Spanish community, and he wasn't even getting invited to awards, you feel me? Back then, it was really hard and different. So nobody, it was like some reggaeton shit, and I was Spanish, and I used to see the English art is way bigger than all the reggaeton and Spanish, salsa, bachata, whatever.
Yep.
That shit you see now, that certain Spanish artists are bigger than certain English artists, and certain English artists are way bigger than certain Spanish artists. You never used to see that back then. It was like a big difference. All the English artists were way bigger. So I started with this little ass idea thinking it was, because I was, how old was I? I was like 12, probably. I started with this idea. Nobody in the Spanish community used to do trap music or hip-hop or R&B. Nobody. Nobody. And the biggest artists in the world were R&B, hip-hop. It was hip-hop or R&B singers, yeah. For real. Because at that time, it was Wayne. But you have people like Wayne. You have people like Eminem. And the story, when you go and look at history, you have people like Eminem. You had people like Wayne. Before that, you had Michael Jackson. You had, like, you feel me? It was really nobody. It was like Spanish in the global, at the global level, artists doing music. So I started to think there gotta be a way. If Wayne's the number one artist in the world, it was him. Then I saw how he brought out Nicki, how he brought out Drake. Look who they became with time. You feel me? And I used to look at Ross. I used to look at, it was a great time for hip hop. And I started to think, I'm gonna start rapping. Exactly the same, like I was living it. I used to think that everything that they used to rap, I was a kid. I used to, and remember, from I'm Spanish, for Spanish culture, so I don't know where all these rappers came from back then, you feel me? I don't know if they really live what they rapping about, if they really, so I used to really be living it out there. So once I see all they rap about, they used to rap about the streets, the money, the, you feel me, the, like that lifestyle. And like they were gangsters in the song, everybody. So literally, I used to live that life, brother. Like, I swear to you, on my son's life and my two daughters' life, may God take care of them, I'd be in prison right now, bro. Or I'd be dead right now if it, like, music really saved my life. And I started this idea. I was like, I'm going to start doing what they doing in Spanish because I understand English. So I'll be like, I'm gonna start doing all this trap music in Spanish. And that lane they got, that wave they got, talking about this, about the women, the money, the drugs, the streets, the everything, you feel me? The violence, everything. I started to do it in Spanish, brother. And I remember even Luyan, one of my big brothers, main key in my management team. Even him one day told me, he used to be already legend style producer, so he was famous. So even one day he told me, like, bro, he heard all my songs. I was trying to show them my music, and he was like, yo, who the fuck sings hip hop in Spanish, bro?
No way.
Yeah. He told me, yeah. he told me like, yo, bro, who the, not in a bad way. He wasn't like humiliated me. Yeah. We had that, como se dice, esa confianza. We had that. We knew each other. Yeah, so we literally would talk about whatever. With a brother, you know, you can talk about whatever. So he literally one day told me like, yo, who the fuck sings hip hop in Spanish? Like, that's not working, bro. It doesn't matter how much we like the English culture, this, that. But I used to be like, bruh, the Spanish culture always, back then, used to try to do the same shit. Mm. The English culture, the hip-hop music artists used to do on God. They used to, like, look at the big things that Wayne used to do, or 50 used to do, or Michael Jackson used to do. Mm. Even at the time where Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, there's a lot, like, music's had a lot of evolving,
yep,
and a lot of big artists, yep, with time. Like Lady Gaga, a lot of big people in the Spanish community. All the Spanish big artists used to look up to them. You feel me? For ideas, for how to keep making the Spanish, how to make the Spanish genre music grow. You feel me? How to make the Spanish culture keep growing. They used to look at all these big artists and get ideas from them for the concerts, for the music videos, even from different events for the Spanish community. So I literally started rapping about the same shit Wayne used to rap about, Ross used to rap about, Drake used to rap about,
but Mink just in used Spanish. To rap about.
I used to go back in time, and not music wise though. Back in time, I used to go back in time listening to music and started listening to the Beatles.
What?
Started listening to Tupac. Started listening to different genres, type of music, but the biggest artists, right? And I started to really listening to them and not translating in Spanish, but literally grabbing a bit, yeah, bro, out of that music. I used to come up with my own ideas, bro. All of a sudden, getting inspired. I have a big song in Spanish, it was my first song in the radio. It was inspired. It's called Ayer. It means yesterday in Spanish, and it was inspired out of yesterday of
the Beatles.
Of the Beatles,
sick,
yeah,
really
literally,
sick.
And nobody would know it because it's in Spanish and in reggaeton. You feel me? And I used to think, like, as a kid, that's how the dream started. I used to be like, well, if they're the biggest artists in the world, and the like Wayne at that point, but back then it was the Beatles, Tupac, all that, Michael Jackson. I just started to look all of them up and started absorbing the good shit, because they're all humans at the end.
How
of
come
the
you
day.
Didn't go back to Mozart?
Huh?
Mozart.
Bach,
Beethoven, even
the biggest composers from like the Middle Ages.
I didn't know about it. I gotta search it up though.
I don't think it would help you very much.
No.
Question.
He
was like a poet?
No. With music. Yeah, in a way. Poet. Yeah.
It's like a pianist.
I just literally started to do, like, I really used to live a lot of shit they used to be rapping about. So I started to rap about all the shit I was living. Plus, like, all the real life situation, because there's a lot of things that you really gotta live it or go through it for being even able to come up with such a bar for certain occasions. Like, you can see what your brother's doing or what your homie's doing or whoever, or hear whatever somebody did or this, that, and come up with a legend idea and create a story about a street song, and you could be one of the best street rappers and never have lived nothing in your life. But trust me, that rapper, even though if he's the best, he will never say certain type of bars that comes are bars out of
living it,
of lived experiences. Mm. You feel me? Mm. And that really used to help me a lot in the Spanish community, because you used to feel the pain in the music. You feel me? The struggle. You used to feel
That's
like
it, yeah.
you used to feel the soul in the music. You feel me? So I used to rap about all this shit I used to live about. Emotionally rapping about it, you feel me? Plus, mixing it up with all this influence I had, not just Wayne, I really, the best of all times. I started studying all of them, you feel me? And started absorbing what I could do and did it in Spanish, and that's how I reached to where I'm at, little by little, brother.
Let me ask you
and
something.
Nobody used to, there wasn't not one Spanish artist that had a wave with Spanish hip hop, not one. And thank God, me doing it, I even started the first three songs with Spanish, like Spanish versions. I used to, like, I grabbed Young Thug, remember Check?
Dollar check.
I did that shit in Spanish, bro. That shit blew up like if it were mine. Like if it were original mine.
Sick.
On God. But I started to do that because doing that was the way that I learned to fucking, I learned to skate in the beat type shit. You feel me? Because back then, when Spanish artists used to try to rap on hip hop, you used to be like, oh my God, that's Spanish for sure. Like the timing, it wasn't even, they didn't know how to slide in the beat like Wayne, like Ross, like Dre, like everybody, like Chris Brown, like everybody. Doesn't matter if it was R&B, hip hop, they didn't know how to slide in the beat. It really sounded really forced. And it never sounded no natural hip hop artist in Spanish. Like literally, because nowadays you put a hip hop music in say English or Spanish and it sounds the same way, but with just a different language.
Bro, you take the music seriously.
Yeah.
Like really, because you see some people occasionally who look like almost like they do it as like a hobby. Like you can tell you study the shit like a science, right? Because you just went on a fucking rampant. Like, bro, you gave us every scientific secret.
Yeah.
Behind everything you've ever done. I feel like
not even that behind
it. And then he adapted it to yeah.
Like
what
the
he
Beatles,
liked.
Bro, awesome. I would recommend reggaeton Mozart.
Let me ask you something. Why did you return that drink?
Alec, she don't talk English. You don't understand it. ¿Por qué devolviste el trago?
Ask her why she had.
It's too hot.
Yeah.
Get her a nice prime.
Hot prime?
Get her an ice prime.
Hot prime.
Oh, you thought she didn't like
well,
it.
Well, I saw her. The guy presented her three options. It was mango,
he was
strawberry
like,
water.
Damn.
I was like, what?
She, yeah. Does. She think it's
yo,
trash.
Yo, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that drink back. It's going to be cold. And you're going to drink
why
it.
Why do you sound like Trump?
Because I'm pissed.
I fuck with this one, though. You heard?
Me too. I love strawberry watermelon.
You've been waiting there.
I was going to ask what.
I'm still opening, not just me. Now it's more artists that sing Spanish music. Yeah, Spanish trap hip hop shit. And it's been a long road, and it's still a long road. Cause back then, at the beginning, once it blew up, they didn't even know how to label it. The industry didn't know how to.
Can
you know how to like in awards? They didn't know what to do, where to put us. Why can't put us?
Oh
like,
yeah, what genre?
For years, and now little by little, after a few years,
so
now Grammys
you
opened up a Spanish
a
trap.
In a way, you started that wave that is that, now.
Well,
the
it's not like
that
I started
Latin
the genre because it's the English hip hop, but
yeah,
in Spanish,
yeah,
bro.
But
yeah, in Spanish, I started.
That's
it for real.
Crazy, man.
And
I
went
we
to
knew it,
the story's so crazy because I started it in Spanish and. I was blowing up. It was me and two other more artists that really started it. Me mainly, because I used to have more time doing it than them. But the first song that blew up globally, it was me and two more artists. And at the same time, you had Ozuna, new artist, but he used to be reggaeton. He didn't used to do no trap music. Mm. His company used to see him working with me. They used to tell him, don't do that. That's going to fuck up your image. That street kid, this, that, boom, bam, boom, bam. He didn't believe in none of that. He kept helping me. We kept helping each other. All of a sudden, we super blew up, but I go to prison, right? My fucking old life, the streets ended up. Yeah, you know the streets don't give a fuck if you, now, oh, now he's rapping. You feel me? Like, oh, now it's.
Give him a break.
Oh, give him
a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, my
now.
God. Yeah,
he's like, a rapper now.
That doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that probably just.
He raps in Spanish.
That's probably
though.
Just worse. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just not going to let myself get killed or whatever. I'd rather go into prison, brother.
Fair. I want to ask you a question.
And I was really organizing my life for sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Why? it's an honest question. I'm so curious. What, bro?
Bro, you gotta ask that shit, dog. You're about to catch up to where he's in
know,
the future.
I know,
my God. Get a shoot.
Okay. Why do so many successful Latin artists stem from Puerto Rico? What is it about Puerto Rico, which is like not a huge island? that produces such a large concentration of sick artists.
We're the best doing reggaeton and Spanish trap music.
Is it the dialect that sounds good? Like, bro, Young Miko, Rao, Bad Bunny, you.
It's the accent.
The accent. Yeah, when Jorge goes out, girls tell him that he talks like Bad Bunny. That's what they say when this. It's funny, boys, Puerto Rican. They say, you sound like Bad Bunny.
Nah, it's like, yeah, it's the accent for real. Because I've worked with a lot of artists and produced a lot of different artists with different accents, big artists, and helped them a lot evolve in their careers. And the accent.
The accent.
For real, it's the accent.
If I learned Spanish.
I've helped Colombians. I've helped Dominicans. I've helped. They talk Colombians, and like Colombians, they speak real correct. Mm. The Spanish is really correct. So once they're gonna rap, is you for rapping and singing, in order for to them sound like okay,
smooth.
I really,
cool,
yeah, like I really had to show them how certain Colombians I've worked around them. I really have to show them like, no, don't talk so proper. Mm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's just music. It's not. You feel me?
Yeah.
You don't gotta talk so proper. And I've showed people from other countries to mix their accent, right? Or mix our accent on or yeah. our way of talking in their music. Our way of how do you say spelling? How do you say
enunciating?
Of spelling. Of pronouncing
yeah.
certain
yeah,
words.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we be yo voy a correr. They be like voy a correr. You're correct. I'd be like, you singing. Like try to be more smooth.
Taught him how to skate.
I love when he said that. That I could see it. Yeah, yeah, skating yeah. on the beat.
Skating on the yeah. track. Yeah, swag yeah, yeah. surfing.
There's people that yeah. really skate and slide yeah. on the beat yeah. and the other yeah. than don't.
Why are you in the UFC?
Huh?
Why you're a UFC fighter?
Why are you a UFC fighter?
Sport. I'm not a UFC fighter.
No, why are you UFC ambassador?
Nah, I really look. I love combat sport, and I fell in love with it because of my brother George Masvidal. He really took me into the UFC.
We love George.
Yeah, into the UFC world and the MMA at the combat sport. And bro, I fell in love with it. You know, you love it.
Love.
You love combat sport. Life. I grew up watching like NBA was the first like my main sport, and nowadays I watch way more
combat.
UFC fights or boxing matches yeah. for real.
You think Jorge is the king of Miami?
In UFC? MMA?
No, just in general.
Yeah, he the king of Miami.
Because Rick Ross
in
said
MMA,
he's not.
UFC.
Rick Ross said he's not.
They Rick Ross probably don't fuck with each other.
I told
Jorge.
Oh, what'd he say?
I saw him. I said, Rick Ross said you're not the king of Miami.
What'd he say?
He said, he just laughed, right? Like, no, yeah. Ross is a weird thing to hear from.
I don't think it's I don't think it's a real conversation. Like, what do you guys do? Yeah. No, I guess I am.
I know Ross. He's just fucking around.
He was fucking around.
Yeah, yeah,
he was fucking around.
No, he was playing around.
At the end of the day, good for George.
That's what he said.
Legend. Yeah,
we just had him on like a month ago.
The first company that really signed me up. Helped me put my music out there was MMG2 back yeah. then. It was yeah. Ross. Through my brother Spiff. He used to be A&R for MMG Music back then when Ross had dropped Mastermind. Remember that album? And yeah. Ross, he literally he let me grab the MMG logo, company, everything. Even in the songs, I used to have the Maybach music. You feel me? And at the beginning of my career, they helped me a lot. Back then, there was no Spanish artists like that in working in, especially not in the same company as the English artists. You feel me? So it was a good. It was
who
a good and great start.
Who the life? Fuck is? You who know is who I think it is? Manager F's right there.
I think I'd have fun then.
So
is
yeah,
it? Who is it? Oh, it's his squad. Oh, they do whatever they want, anything they want. They give a blast of Fiesta. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's
so
fine.
Yeah, and George don't really. George the type of you could tell him, yo, I'm the. He don't give a.
No,
fuck
he's great, dude. Jorge's fucking great, bro.
And yeah, we love George. We stood up for him when Ross said he did the knee. We said there will be no Masvidal slander on this.
Not on this.
No Masvidal slander here.
It's been a great process. I started little by little. Then I had the Real Hasta la Muerte. It was on the. Octagon, the name of it. You have Prime too.
Yep.
So yeah, we've been
That was probably a cool moment, huh?
Yeah, it was a great moment for real. That was super. Yeah, that was super big.
Who you got winning the fight tonight?
Everything for the Spanish culture. Yep, yep. Tonight I got against Sean O'Malley. Damn, I like Sean O'Malley, yeah. But I'm going with Shido for real. Oh, that's my man. I watched this. Sean is a legend too. Yeah. For real.
We love Sean.
He's a great striker. I love the way he fights. But I'm rocking with Shido. He's my man.
You think he's got what it takes to get it done?
You seen his victims?
Yeah. You seen Sugars?
Yeah.
Sugars got some victims too.
But if you want, right now, I'll show you his last five pictures of his last five victims and you show Sugars. Shido's victims look like they died in those last fights, bro.
Yeah.
But if somebody can beat him too, it's Sean. So it's the perfect matchup.
I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
I'm excited for real. I'm happy that Shido's in the he's getting a title shot. Yeah. And I'm happy they did the rematch too.
Yeah.
So they can settle that.
It's gonna be
once
sick.
And for all. Shido knocked out Sean once already.
He broke his head.
Not because of
Sugar Sean's undefeated, bro. Okay,
he got injured because he got blocked. When you got blocked and you broke, if you try to kick me and I check the kick and you break your leg, I broke your leg.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's not the same shit. Like you walking and switching stance. Your ankle fucked up. Nah.
Yeah.
And he got hit with a big punch too. So it's really debatable and questionable.
Oh, I guess we're all gonna find out tonight.
Nah, let's see what happens. Yeah, I know it's gonna be legend. And I wanna see Dustin too fight.
It's a big fight too.
I fought with Dustin Poirier. His fights are legend.
Yep, absolutely.
Especially when they go, it starts getting deep. And
you go fighter.
You start going into them championship rounds.
Yep.
That's where he shines a lot.
Well, dude, this has been fantastic, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, bro. You got a crazy story. I'm a fan. It's been so sick to watch your journey, bro, and I can't wait to see what's next. I'm sure you're working on something. There's an album dropping soon.
Yeah, there's an album dropping soon. There's a lot of things. I'm starting in the filming at the industry. So now, it's going to be a lot of movies and music at the same time now.
Amazing, bro. Well, blessed to be in your presence. And well, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go watch some combat.
Let's go watch some combat. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.